This is Bronwyn Hegarty from the Educational Development Centre on Friday the 18th of June. Lovely weather outside. And we've just finished a podcasting workshop. And Sarah, I'm really keen to find out what you got out of the session, because you seem to be having a little bit of trouble there getting that difference between why it's important to distribute and, you know, make the download of the audio or video that you create in your podcast more easily accessible. So.
Well, I think I use audio and video a lot in my work. I put PowerPoints with audio onto SlideShare, make slidecasts. I have video on my blog. So, and in my latest project, I've been turning Illuminate recordings into MP3 files, because I know that you can download MP3 files onto your MP3 player, your iPod or whatever. So I get that, I understand that. Excuse me. I guess what I was having trouble with, and I've got my head around that, and I do that, and that's fairly straightforward. I guess I was having trouble understanding or getting my head around why I would want to go into yet another platform, set up another account, and use a podcasting service when I can just direct my students to individual recordings that then they can download. So it was making that connection, Bronwyn, that I was struggling with a little bit.
I guess the difference is if they have to go to your blog or whatever, or another website like, or perhaps Moodle, they have to actually go and hunt for the recordings, whereas in a true podcasting sense they can just subscribe to one podcatching service, for example iTunes, and it downloads automatically onto their computer, or and then when they plug in their iPod or MP3 player, whatever it's called, it just downloads onto it automatically. So it's cutting down heaps of time. They don't have to go and hunt and peck everywhere for the different bits of audio that you've told them you want them to listen to. Get that?
Yes.
And Vera Nate, what you were there today, so teaching the workshop as well. So, what did you get out of it for you? Like, we use Podomatic. Do you see that as a beneficial service to make things simple for people?
Well, yes, I do. It seemed reasonably straightforward to actually record your audio, for example, straight onto Podomatic, and then just follow through the options and turn it into a recording that could be easily subscribed to. So I have to say, I quite like the way Podomatic worked. And I think the other couple of members that were at the session today picked up on it quite quickly and could see that it would be a beneficial way to present some of their resources and easily make them available for subscription.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all about what you put in your podcast. We talked about, you know, recording lectures, 50 minutes, 60 minutes of lectures, and using them as podcasts, like a well-known organisation nearby. But really, are those good learning, you know, strategies to use? Whereas, you know, listen to the way one of our participants started to record her podcast. She had quite a lively voice, and she was almost like, the way she presented her voice and what she was saying got you engaged immediately to listen, didn't it? So it's all in the, not just the content, but it's about the way you present the information.
She was using like a radio show, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she
was making that really interesting.
I think I think the thing that interests me is what I'd really quite fancy is getting a little audio recorder and trying to get into the habit of doing exactly what we're doing now, and that's just recording. Not so much my own thoughts, which probably aren't terribly interesting, but just capturing moments in time where I either record a student's thoughts about something, just a quick 30 seconds, a minute, if that, capturing students' thoughts, capturing teachers' thoughts, capturing, you know, getting involved in what's going on. Say, for example, in my field, which is midwifery, I could capture the thought of a pregnant woman, for example, and then use that as a resource for students. That's the sort of thing that I could see myself using this for.
Yeah, because, I mean, one of the things is it's not always about the teacher creating the podcast. You can facilitate it, but getting your students to contribute and create their own take on a session or their points of view would be quite interesting, wouldn't it?
I think if you're thinking about what the students have in their everyday toolkit, and the majority of students, I should think, have either cell phones that record or they have MP3 players, and you can record off an MP3. Yeah. So not only can you record something, but then you can play it back. So I could see this being something that students could do. The only thing with, particularly in the context I teach in, is getting to think about the confidentiality of the material they're generating.
Yeah,
and the people
right.
who are, you know, it's all very well interviewing a pregnant woman, for example, but the issues of confidentiality are the things that they would have to think about.
Yeah. And language learning would probably be quite good but students, if they're creating them of the podcast of themselves, trying to pronounce words could be a wee bit embarrassing. But, you know, it could be a good way for a teacher to get across different terms and say this is this week's terms that, you know, you need to get on top of.
And the other really good thing that came out from today's session with the participants was that when you put it onto a podcasting hoster like Podomatic, then once the students have subscribed to that, it will automatically download onto their computers, and then the students can take that with them anywhere, so they'll have the resources available to them when they're sitting on the bus or when they're walking to and from wherever they're going. So the resources become really portable, and students can access them at any time that they want. So another really good feature of podcasts.
Yeah, and I like Raywin's idea of videoing the OSCE, the practical skills, and then the students could, you know, have those on their iPods when they're actually out in the clinical placement and just remind themselves of the technique for doing.
If we're saying that mobile learning is the way of the future, which is what a lot of major reports are saying at the moment, then podcasts are an important tool and really important way of delivering content and facilitating learning.
It is, yeah. Mobile learning, people think, oh, cell phone, but it's not just cell phones, it's anything that's mobile, if you like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Portable, like the iPods or... Thank you.